Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Once again, gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
Trying to answer you
now.
The
American people deserve a straight answer, and if you haven't figured it out yet, the straight answer is they are going to pack the Supreme Court.
Two debates now in a row where neither Vice President Biden nor Senator Harris would answer that question.
Harris wouldn't answer the question about the court packing, and that's significant, and Biden and Harris should answer it.
I have been supporting Biden and Harris up until this point. He refused to answer the question about packing the court. I was really disappointed with that.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Joe Biden will not end fracking. He has been very clear about that.
All right, let's go to the videotape.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, it would make sure it's eliminated.
He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000
a year.
He said
he's going to repeal the Trump tax cut.
All right, let's go to the videotape.
You elect me, and I could have your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
I was elected the first woman of color and black woman to be elected attorney general of the state of California.
Let's go to the videotape.
You ain't black.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I want Warner Wolf to be the moderator of the next debate, if there is a next debate. Because he says, let's go to the videotape. That's what you have to do. You need a bunch of tape editors in there just to throw it up there whenever they lie. They could have used the hoax. Coronavirus is a hoax. Let's go to the videotape. Very fine people in Charlottesville on both sides. Let's go to the videotape. I did not say the troops were stupid bastards. Let's go to the videotape. Okay? Warner's 82 years old. He could come back for one night. Make sure he had enough polydent. His dentures didn't get worn out. He doesn't have to do a lot of work. Just let's go to the videotape.
All right, let's go to the videotape.
All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We have a lot of stuff to get to today, obviously. And I'm so excited that, you know, I've been in this biz, this racket, for many years now, and I've had many lead-ins and many fill-in hosts, but tomorrow, Donald J. Trump on many of these stations will be my lead-in host. Rush announced today, Rush Limbaugh, this is his treatment week, and he's recuperating from the radiation or the chemo, and he is taking it easy today. Mark Stein was informed, but he announced at the beginning that they're going to have a virtual rally on the Rush Limbaugh show tomorrow at noon. And I don't know if it's going to be just Rush and President Trump. I don't think they're going to be in the same room because Rush has comorbidities, obviously, with this treatment. His defense systems are down. And I don't know if it's going to be 3 hours with the president or 1 hour. It's all kind of up in the air at this point, but it should be a very entertaining day. And I don't blame the president for I think this is a negotiating ploy of his. I think that he wants to have the debate. He needs to have the debate, the town hall debate. But if they, if they put in this Zoom virtual debate, it's not going to be a debate. I mean, it's already stacked against them when they have this former Joe Biden intern who then went to work for Ted Kennedy and likes to tweet out columns by Toronto-born New York Times pseudo-conservative David Brooks to his followers. I mean, that's the deck was already stacked against them. And so now they're going to let Joe be able to, look at the teleprompter, get fed answers from his aides via earpiece. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think this is just a negotiating technique of the president. And now they're saying, someone just reminded me on the text line, they're saying that that Mike Pence mansplained. I never understood what that word means anyway. I think it's just another way to make guys back off from coming at women in debates. It's ridiculous.
It's supposed to be a condescending way men explain things to women, but the only person who was condescendingly explaining basic words was Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She was explaining what debt means and what.
Oh, I did appreciate that. I never knew what debt means. That's a very big word.
And is in debt for $400 million. And just so everyone is clear, when we say in debt, it means you owe money to somebody.
Camilla, another word I've had problems with, a B word. I haven't gotten very far in the dictionary, but I when I'm in the B, bounty. What does bounty mean?
Russia had bounties on the heads of American soldiers. And you know what a bounty is?
What?
It's somebody puts a price on your head.
You're kidding.
And they will pay it if you are killed.
You don't say. Wow, it's like a reward. I'll bet, some places could probably use bounties on coyotes. What do you think of that? Lord, 844-500-4242. And a fly landed, if you watch the debate, a fly landed on Pence's head. And it was a weird fly because most of the time when you shake your head, the fly will go away. Everybody knows this. But that fly didn't go. He kind of motioned with his head that the fly didn't do anything. It was it Superfly? I don't know. So today, the Biden campaign puts a new gadget, a new offering on their website, fly swatters for $5. You can go to college for free. There's not going to be any more student debt. Illegal aliens are going to get free health care. But if you want to get a fly swatter, they're going to charge you $5. Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. The BS that she was spewing, she's not very good. And I was wondering when I heard that Trump was going to come on the radio with Rush tomorrow. And I was wondering if Trump was just saying, Pence is really good. He used to be a radio talk show host. Maybe this really helped him out. I mean, he's had a lot of other careers. He went to law school. He was a congressman. He was the governor of Indiana. But I think some of those talk show lessons came in pretty handy for him last night. He was really cool, calm, and collected.
It was fun to watch Donald Trump's Twitter feed during the debate because he was just tweeting out clip after clip and saying what a great job. He became Pence's biggest fanboy for those few hours.
And how about that woman, Susan Page? I didn't know until this morning. She's been working on a biography of Nancy Pelosi. Where? How did these people all get through here? Chris
What's
Wallace,
that about?
This woman, and she said, I found a quote from her. She said that many people in when she got the book contract, many people misunderstand Nancy Pelosi. Many people misunderstand
because she sounds Pelosi. Drunk all the time.
Right. Well, I have a question for Susan Page, the moderator of the debate. Can you interpret what she meant when she said this yesterday about President Trump, cut 33?
What do you think is causing this erratic behavior? What's your explanation?
Well, I think it's true to form. I think that the president has always had erratic behavior. Right now, it's very, very dangerous.
Erratic behavior? What did she mean by that, Susan Page? 844-500-4242. You know, another, she could have asked Kamala Harris, you know, you people are saying you used to be for defunding the cops. Now you're not for defunding the cops, just like you used to be for ending fracking, but now you're not for ending fracking. What did you mean when you compared ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to the Ku Klux Klan? What did you mean by that, Senator Harris? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one free promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall. I used to not be allowed to heat up fish in the office microwave. I was shunned by the staff, but now with the Thunderstorm, I could do whatever I want in there because the Thunderstorm clears out any kind of bad smells. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm, only it doesn't take down the trees in your front yard like yesterday's thunderstorms around here. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. Over the weekend, I saw my daughter Carolyn, and she asked if she could have one for her basement in her new home in the suburbs. She asked, does it really work? And I said, of course it does. You won't believe it. If you bought one for your home, like the one I'm holding in my hand, that enjoy the big difference in smell, take advantage of the BOGO offer right now and buy one for a family member like I'm going to do for my daughter. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's one word, Howie BOGO, meaning BOGO, meaning buy one, get one. That's EdenPure.com, and with code word Howie BOGO, shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950, sending warm thoughts to all the cars after Mr. Gooner's passing. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains, try Genesis 950. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors from the carpet and padding. Order direct at genesis950.com. Put in code word Howie and get free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. That's a $10 savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be a second presidential debate next week?
I go back and forth on this one. I'm going to say no right now.
68% say nope. That was it.
Yeah. Well, I think they are trying to protect Biden, as he said this morning with Maria Bartiromo, and, they're going to hold out, but this is a negotiating ploy. If you read The Art of the Deal, this is what you do. Sometimes he says you got to walk away. That's basic negotiations, right? All right. It's Thursday afternoon and it's time.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we got a restaurant deal. There are probably our most popular deals along with the hotel stays for cheap bastard deals. And this one is in Portland, Maine. They've been on before. Maria's Ristorante. It's on 13th. It's at 1335 Congress Street. They moved from their old location when the homeless began to take over the old neighborhood. I can tell them about that as well. But it's Maria's Ristorante. They make an incredible chicken parm. I'm eating some right now. Greg Napolitano made it up. It's fantastic. I got a meatball. I got some homemade bread here I'm going to have. It's fantastic. And it's just a great Italian spot. It's the oldest Italian-American restaurant in Portland in their 60th year. They're first cousins with Little Joe Napolitano. and second and third generation Italians, says Italians, I'm going to say Italian Americans, running the restaurant. And they had they had to leave the old restaurant because on Cumberland Ave, because the city okayed a homeless resources center. You know what that means? Think Pine Street Inn if you're if you're not from Portland. Next to the business about 15 years ago, and now the business is starting to come back. Greg Napolitano, thank you very much for being here, and thanks for this great food, a butcher box chicken. That's fantastic.
Out of my personal supply. Yes. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Howie.
That's great.
Always a pleasure.
So business is coming back. How much capacity have you got these days?
Well, we were, our great governor, Janet, has next week it's...
Don't get us started on her.
Okay.
Please.
We can do 50% with no more than 100 people in one spot. So
okay.
Slowly but surely we're getting back.
So it's going up, and you're still doing the takeout, right?
Still doing takeout, yeah. My brother was way ahead of that with the social media, hitting the social media when COVID hit, and... I mean, takeout was fantastic. It was great. Kept us going and got us through some hard times there in March and April.
Great. So it's getting colder now, but the inside seating is starting to come back.
Come back a little bit, and we still have the outside heating with the fire pit and a heater, so keep them warm.
So that'll keep going for a while longer. Is it? No,
we hope it's getting chilly nights up there.
I know, but as the
you city, remember those chilly nights up there.
I was born on one during a blizzard, but are they you know, down here they're cutting people off at a certain time depending on the city or town, you know, they're
not
saying
that I know of.
No, okay.
Well, I get November 1st, and then now they're trying to extend it until January 1st, but yeah. You know, Portland in December and January.
Right.
Know if you want to be sitting.
Yeah,
outside,
that's when I was born, January 17th. So, yes, on Congress Street too. Yeah. By the way,
at the old Iron Infirmary, right?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So if you want to get these, are $50 values, half price for $25. Maria's Ristorante, that's in Portland, and it's great. It's and again, it's coming back. It's going to be easier to get tables starting next week, and. You know, with any luck after the election, one way or another, I mean, what's the point of keeping this thing going?
I know.
I mean, haven't they ruined enough people?
It's getting pretty bad. But
so what's the number one seller at the
number
at
one
Maria's?
Seller? It's got to be either the chicken parm that you have there or the veal parmesan.
It's just really good. The bread is fantastic
bread
too.
You do it right there in house.
Yep. That's great.
Yep.
What's in the meatballs? Just
We've got ground beef and pork, and I can't tell you what else.
Okay, the secret ingredients that kill you.
Yeah,
and your sauce. You brought in a ton of sauce.
We brought in some sauce for everybody, Grace, and everyone takes some sauce home.
That's great.
We started that a couple of years ago, and it's just caught fire. We're in a couple of new stores down in Massachusetts. Here.
Oh, really? Where are you here? Where are you in here?
Hereford and Waltham and.
Hannaford
and Waltham and Marlboro.
Okay.
And we've hit Market Basket. I know your favorite store. Yep. A new store up in Portland and Biddeford. And soon we'll be.
Oh, that's on Westbrook Line, right?
Okay.
You're in Market Basket and Westbrook, but you're coming in. You're coming into the whole area.
Coming down south quickly. Yeah.
That's great. So it's Maria's Ristorante, and go to Howie Carr Show. HowieCarshow.com. Click on the store and you can get this. This is the cheap bastard deal. These are $50 gift certificates for $25 each. So it's half off a $50 gift certificate. And this is a great place. You're open every day.
Tuesday through Saturday, lunch and dinner.
Tuesday through Saturday, lunch and dinner. Okay. Absolutely. So you can get, it's a great place to go this weekend. And again, it's getting a little colder as time goes on, obviously, as it does every year. And so now's the time to get in and get some great Italian-American comfort food. This is the oldest Italian restaurant in the city of Portland.
And if I could just add, recently we were added to the list of 50 top Italian-American restaurants in the country.
Congrats.
And we were at number 20. So
number 20. That's fantastic.
Kind of a big deal for my brother and I. So.
Oh, it sure is. Congratulations.
Thank you very
what
much.
Was the who put out the list?
Oh, geez, I can't remember now. It's I can't remember. But we were kind
it's
of
a very reputable group though that put it out. Very reputable group.
So.
Their reviews are unquestioned.
Yes.
All right. So Maria's Ristorante, cheap bastard deal. $50 gift certificates for $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Howie. Guys.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Now I can have some chicken parm and a cannoli. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People are watching me on social media. I'm enjoying it, aren't I? It's great. It's great food. I have a chicken parm and the meatball and the bread, and then I'm going to have a cannoli afterwards. If you want to get them, they're going to go very fast. Maria's Ristorante in Portland on Congress Street. Get there now to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store at $25 for a $50 gift certificate. It's a great deal. 844-500-4242. There was a lot of great stuff. You know, another thing she lied about last night, Kamala Harris. Warner couldn't go to the videotape on this one because she lied about Abraham Lincoln appointing the Supreme Court justice in 1864, and she lied about that.
I don't know. If FDR was on TV in 1929, certainly Lincoln could have been on the radio.
Yeah, but it's not video, though. There was in those days, there was just AM, FM during the Civil War. There wasn't TV. There wasn't even the Dumont Network in those days. But she lied about that and said that Honest Abe didn't appoint a Supreme Court justice because it was an election year. He didn't appoint a Supreme Court justice because the Senate was out of session. And as soon as they went back into session after he won the election, and by the way, speaking of Maine, Hannibal Hamlin was unceremoniously dumped from the ticket. One of the several cases where a guy from Maine should have become president but didn't. James G. Blaine was another one. Ed Muskie later on. But anyway, as soon as the Senate came back, he appointed the new justice, and the guy was approved on the same day. There were no hearings. Nobody asked him if the dogma lived loudly within him. I think his name was Salmon Chase. And so she totally botched that up. She was all screwed up. I think, though, the best, just in terms of getting no response from her, was when she got hit by Pence on the exact same issue that Tulsi Gabbard hit her on during the primary, which was when you were the district attorney, you were incarcerating young black druggies, pot smokers, and small-time dealers at a rate 19 times higher than you were incarcerating white or Hispanic drug dealers. 19 times. Yeah, let's listen to that. That's a great cut.
When you were DA in San Francisco, when you left office, African Americans were 19 times more likely to be prosecuted for minor drug offenses than whites and Hispanics. When you were Attorney General of California, you increased the disproportionate incarceration of blacks in California. You did nothing on criminal justice reform in California. You didn't lift a finger to pass the First Step Act on Capitol Hill. I mean, the reality is your record speaks for itself. President Trump and I have fought for criminal justice reform.
Thank you, Vice President.
We fought for educational choice and opportunities for African Americans, all of our members.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll do it for 4 months.
Thank you.
I think that was a rather insincere thank you from Nancy Pelosi's biographer. But you would think that she had no response when it was her turn. You know, she didn't come back and say, I'd like to explain that the vice president was not telling the truth about my record. She just looked away. And you would think she would have had some comeback, that somebody would have looked over that debate when Tulsi Gabbard, in some ways, just basically knocked her out of the race. She plummeted in the polls after Tulsi Gabbard gave her a whipping on the stage on that one. Tulsi didn't even get invited back to any more of the debates after that because they just figured she was too tough. And, of course, Hillary said she was a Russian agent, which is even more ironic now that we know who the real Russian agent was. But she's just not very good on her feet, and her facial expression, she came across like a female joker. You know, I thought Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee, the senator from Virginia 4 years ago, I thought he looked like the joker. She looked like the female joker with that that smile and the smirk, and oof, just not a good look. 207 says, was it me or did Harris have way more talking time? It just seemed that way. 207, actually, it was pretty much dead even. I think actually they said that people were keeping a score that maybe Pence had 30 seconds more, but it's in a 90-minute debate, that's the same.
Oh, maybe I read the wrong tweet, but I saw something that she had more time than he did. And no. Someone wrote in the tweet that he actually said a lot more in his time than she did in hers.
Yeah, well, she didn't really say anything. I mean, and I loved it. You know, one thing that really impressed me, and some people caught it, but I'm sure Kamala Harris didn't, but Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the old senator, Democrat, from New York, he always used to say, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And he said that to her twice last night. And it's a great line, but it's even better when you know that it's a Democrat senator who said it. And again, I don't think she had any clue that who said it. She didn't get it. But then there's a lot of stuff I think that Kamala doesn't get. 844-500-4242. This is Biden's comment after the debate. The guy is non-compos mentis here. Cut 22.
I thought Kamala did a great job last night. She was really presidential. She kept it on focus. I was really proud of her. I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Notice he said very presidential, not very vice presidential.
I did notice that. I did notice that. And then the other thing too is, you know what I would like to have seen her ask Susan Page, Senator, COVID has disproportionately killed a much larger number of black people than other groups, other demographic ethnic groups in the country. Your surrogate, your campaign surrogate, Jane Fonda, said today that COVID was a gift from God. Do you agree with Jane Fonda that COVID is a gift from God when it's killing black people disproportionately, way out of proportion to their numbers in the population? 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, I want to tell you, unlike a week ago with that presidential debate, last night, I slept comfortably. I was so happy. Our wonderful vice president, an honorable person that's qualified to be a great president, boy, did he knock it out of the park last night. And also, he didn't let the moderator shut him down. He went on, and he got out what he wanted to say. And I was so proud of him. And as far as I'm concerned, Kamala Harris is nothing but a smiling phony.
Yeah. And it's not even a genuine smile. It's just a kind of a smirk, a snark. The smugness in her delivery. And she is so vapid. She had nothing to add to anything. You know, they had her top assistant in the DA's office and then in the AG's office in Sacramento was this guy named Wallace, and they had to settle up a sexual harassment suit after he was her top aide. I think his name is Larry Wallace. They had to settle a sexual harassment suit when she left to become a senator. $400,000. She had no idea what was going on, apparently. Yes, Grace.
I think a big part of it too is that Mike Pence seemed so classy and so reserved, and he seemed like he really did respect Kamala Harris. In the beginning of the night, he said, it's a privilege to be on the stage with you. And I don't think that's an act. I think he genuinely respects other people, and I think she hates him. I think they all hate him. So they get so easily flustered because they don't have that common respect for him that he has
right.
for them.
Right.
Well, I think that was evident with the last question that was answered that was sent in by an eighth grader.
Yeah.
On why they turn on the TV and see everybody fighting. And he said, well, look, don't take it personally. We can argue and debate about stuff, but at the end, we're all trying to work towards the same thing. Kamala's answer was nothing close to that. It was like he was sitting his grandson down to explain how government works and how things are supposed to get done. And she made it very personal. And
yeah, he used his guests very well too. He had he had the parents of the woman who was murdered by ISIS, and he didn't overreach. You know, he didn't.
Did Tupac end up showing up?
No, no, that ticket was left unclaimed at the front gate, and he brought them up, the parents, and I wish it had said that, you know, we ended the ISIS caliphate that killed Kayla Mueller and broke her parents' heart. And you may recall that Barack Obama, who Joe Biden was the vice president for, he called them the junior varsity. The junior, that's the one thing I was thinking, say junior varsity. And then he also mentioned the woman in the black salon, beauty salon owner in Minneapolis who was burned out. And, you know, he brought her up very well. And, of course, you know, Susan Page lets Kamala Harris get away with saying, oh, these are peaceful protests. Peaceful protests. They were rioting in Minneapolis again yesterday because the cop that had his knee on George Floyd, he got out on $1 million bond yesterday. And incidentally, if she had her way and ended cash bail, which she said she wanted to do, that's working out great in New York State, by the way. If they'd already ended cash bail, he would have been out 4 months ago. 4 months ago. But she didn't get into that. And then there was also rioting in suburban Milwaukee because a black cop was not indicted for killing a black teenager who was shooting a gun at him. You know, how dare he? How dare he return fire? Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, thank you for taking my call. First-time caller. Came across you surfing the radio. Haven't stopped listening.
And, thank you.
Grace is going to have a tremendous career with your tutelage. She's going to be big time someday. So listen, I think they should disbandon this committee that puts together the debates.
I agree.
Let's start with Chris Wallace. You know what you were going to get, and then he commented today, what a great job Kamala did. She could step in. You look at Susan Page, and she's writing a book, how great Nancy Pelosi is. If that isn't bad.
Now, I know. And the next one is, you know, Joe Biden's former intern. What a trifecta, huh?
You're right. I was just going to say his intern. And then I got to tell you, the worst feeling I had about all of them was Kristen Welker. Number one, she's NBC, but if you did a montage of her since Trump took office, she's nothing but berated him, confronted him. And how do you call it? She's going to make Donna Brazile look like a 100-level college course.
I know. Well, how about just the fact that NBC had had one of these town halls where they were putting on guys who were supposedly undecided voters? And it turns out that they'd been on MSNBC a month earlier as committed Biden voters. So now suddenly they became uncommitted? Really? And you know, why would you do business with anybody from NBC? They're not on the level. And they're the ones who dumped the Access Hollywood tapes to the Washington Post 4 years ago after Trump made millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, probably on The Apprentice. Keep listening to the show, Peter. 844-500-4242. If you haven't tried Super Beats soft chews, you're really missing out. It's a great product. It tastes like candy. It's wrapped in foil. Just, it looks like candy, but it's good for you. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for your circulation. It gives you a boost of energy. It's a very healthful product, and you will not regret getting it. Super Beats soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats soft chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Two a day, most people get in the habit of taking them at a specific time. I've told you before, I take mine, the first one, right before I even have a cup of coffee in the morning. It just wakes me right up. The other one I have just before I come on the show gives me a boost of energy I need for the whole day. I'm going to tell President Trump that tomorrow if he calls. Take some super beats, Mr. President. Right before you go on, you'll be all set for those 3 hours. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats soft chews. Get your Super Beats chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Long Meadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Question.
Now, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Okay. Yeah, you're speaking. Shut up. Is that mansplaining? I guess it is. All right, joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time period, is Kevin Frisbee. He's the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show to discuss what's going on in the markets. Kevin, thanks for being with us here this afternoon. I sent you a story from the Wall Street Journal, which is something I'm thinking a lot about, and I think maybe the other listeners and viewers are thinking about the same thing. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's a Streetwise column, and it says few places to hide when stock market plunges, and they're talking about how. You know, September was a bad month for the equities market, but it was also a bad market for treasuries, gold, Bitcoin, and every kind of market. So where are you telling your people to go for hideout places?
Hideout places right now. There is, as you said, that article, and I read through that, and it's got some valid points. It used to be, as the article says, that people could go to U.S. Treasuries and gold is kind of a safe haven. And you know what? When COVID happened and we shuffled our clients out of the market, that's exactly where we went. And we weren't concerned when we did that in March to try to get gains. We were just trying to prevent from any losses. It used to be you could go into Treasuries and gold and get some gains, but that's not the case anymore.
Yeah. You're just looking for sanctuary. So what would you tell people who are concerned about this? And, you know, I'm just worried about the election day. You know, I want to be protected if the unthinkable happens, you know, and I think a lot of people feel that way.
I'm concerned about the weeks after the election, frankly, Howie. Yeah, election day, if it's a clean election, the markets will breathe a sigh of relief. Of course, the best outcome is obviously Trump winning, especially for the stock market. But if we have a contested election, the markets do not like uncertainty, and we're going to see a pretty good pullback. And if it lingers, that's a worst-case scenario for the market, and people are just going to start pulling out and pull it to the side and wait it out. And who knows how long that could be. You know, it could be several months waiting it out, which means with that, though, I must say, with a market pullback like that, if it happens, it's going to be a great opportunity for some people to take advantage for the cash that they have on the side.
Mm-hmm. So what are you telling your people right now?
Well, we're volatility managers. We're tactical portfolio managers, so we've been shuffling people to a safer portfolio anyway. We've done that basically for the last 6 or 7 weeks. And I've been having a conversation day in and day out with clients. We're just going to wait until November 3. And then if it lingers, we're just going to stay parked in the ultra-conservative portfolio until we get an all-clear sign, and then we can start moving and shaking again.
So what can you tell my listeners, Kevin? Where can they? What's your phone number, and what are you offering them this week?
Yeah, they can reach out to us, Howie. The phone number is 1-800-989-9100. And I've got a video link that I can send to people if they call up and give us their email, called The 7 Financial Pitfalls to Avoid. And one of them is market risk. So now's a great time because, as I said, if the market goes down or we have volatility with the election coming up, people want to get some information to be able to hedge against that. And that video will help them do that. And it's 1-800-989-9100.
Okay, so they can go and they can get the link to you. And Kevin Frisbee, the wizard of the Howie Carr Show. What's the web address, Kevin, if they want to go there?
FrisbeeBenefits.com, Howie, FrisbeeBenefits.com.
That's FrisbeeBenefits.com. Thank you, Kevin. I'm Howie Carr.